here and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight, you better believe you've got one.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Here with a call of action, a call to action for all the patriots out there watching or listening to this transmission. We can't fight the globalists without your support. And I can't think of an organization or group out there other than President Trump that has had more of an effect against the New World Order than this operation. And that's because of the grace of God and your support and our intrepid crew. And I'm asking you now at a critical time going into this election when the enemy is trying to shut everybody down and put everybody in prison, to double down and support the broadcast more than ever, to share the articles, the videos, the links, and to get the products at InfoWarsStore.com. So, 2.5 years ago, one of our great supporters and sponsors came forward and said, you ought to sell collectible cards with a little ingot of gold in it. These are very, very popular. And I went and looked it up online. It is very, very popular. It's not an investment. It's a collectible. If you want to get gold or silver and get the best prices on it, that's Dr. Kirk Elliott and KEPM.com/gold. Best group out there, highest ratings, amazing prices, the best. This is a collectible and a memento to know you supported the broadcast. Then the bankruptcy started, and the people that came in from the court said, we're not going to keep outside people's products in here in your store. And they kicked them back to the folks, despite the fact we'd already sold out of half of these in just a month. Well, now that I'm back in control of the company, and now that InfoWars itself is not in bankruptcy, I am able to offer these again, and this will help keep us on air. InfoWars has teamed up with one of the nation's leading mints to help you acquire this 24-carat .999 pure gold without paying thousands of dollars an ounce. Stock up on 24-carat .999 pure gold in the most popular size of 1/10 gram, an affordable, sleek card that fits your wallet, drawer, glove compartment, and is easy to travel with. They're amazing cards. It's got original art I came up with. It's got the little bar of gold in there. And it just lets you know that you supported the InfoWar. You'll have a historical memento as a keepsake for yourself, for your family, for your children, and your grandchildren. Because this is a historic fight. And this is a true piece of Americana that we have here. So I'm very, very proud of it. Again, we sold out of half of these a couple years ago. They got put back to the company that paid to have them made. Now that I'm back in control, they shipped them back into our warehouse, and the other half are available right now. I would imagine they'll sell out in a month or so. We've only got a few thousand of these left, and I cannot fund this operation without you doing this. Now, I want to be clear. I'm not telling you to buy this as a gold investment. That's not what this is. It's a little piece of gold in there. This is like on NPR, and it still gets taxpayer money. They'll sell a coffee mug that costs them $5 or a baseball cap that costs them $10, and you make a $100 donation, and you get that as a memento that you supported communism and the New World Order. I know you don't want to do that. This costs, I think they told me, more than $10 per card, something like that, $10 or $11. And so the other $80-something dollars will go to fund the operation. We need these funds to continue on in the fight. So get your collectible card, your piece of art, with the little piece of gold in it today, and you will help keep us on air. The decision is yours. This is a limited edition. It's something that people like. It's popular, and it's something that's collectible. But regardless, the real value is knowing you stood up for America at such a critical time that myself and President Trump and others are under such massive, massive, massive levels of attack. So please take action now at InfoWarsStore.com and get the exclusive InfoWars limited edition proprietary 24-carat 999 pure gold collectible. Thank you for your support. Get this collectible now and help keep us on air. Coming back with Laura Logan and T-minus 60 seconds. Nitric Boost, Turmeric 95, high quality CBD gummies. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com via the InfoWars MD line. Now, this is a private label of one of the top supplement makers in the country of high-end quality at reasonable prices. They let us private label their products. That's why you've already heard of Body's Ultimate Formula. Well, we got the 95% curcuminoid from them. This is just their brand of that. And so it is available under Turmeric 95. That's the name. So we're sold out of Bodies, but we have Turmeric 95 that is, again, the same concentrated turmeric. Same thing with Nitric Boost. Nitric Boost came from this company. They even let us use their name. It's now our best seller. We sold out of our version. Their version has a white bottle. It's the exact same thing. You get it at InfoWarsStore.com. So check out InfoWars MD at InfoWarsStore.com.
Waging War on Corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar. Yeah,
well, Laura Logan is an amazing pundit and analyst, but she's really known for being a top journalist and investigative journalist and wartime correspondent and combat journalist. And she's been working on this a long time. She wants to break this today. And this tie, it sends chills up my spine to all the sleeper networks in the U.S. from Iran, from the Palestinians, Hamas, Hezbollah, all of it. What really happened in Afghanistan, why Biden pulled out of there. She's got the numbers here. This is major breaking news happening right now with the award-winning top journalist, Laura Logan. Laura, tell us what's happening.
So, Alex, one of the things I've been investigating was reported to me by Dr. Keith Rose, who was a clandestine operative, intelligence operative for the U.S. government for more than 3 decades. And he has now, this is a guy who stayed in the shadows, right? He spent many, many years in Afghanistan. I have known him for a number of years. And he has come forward now to report on something that he has already submitted to central reporting, which in the intelligence world means it's gone into the system.
To all 17 agencies.
That's correct. So there's no way that anyone can say that this is a surprise or they can say they don't know about it, right? And what they are reporting is that some 70,000 terrorists graduated this year from terrorist training centers attached to the madrasas. The madrasas are those religious schools attached to mosques.
While our borders are wide open.
While our borders are wide open, Afghanistan has turned into basically a terrorist state on a scale that the world has never, ever seen before.
So just like they use it against the Soviets and then use it against America.
This is nothing like that. This is what they did against the Soviets on a nuclear scale.
Got it.
This is 70,000 jihadis who graduated from terrorist training centers at the madrasas at these mosques in Afghanistan just this year.
Who we know Obama on a smaller scale with 20,000 attacked the Middle East with.
I don't know about that.
Remember Syria?
Yes. There were certainly some there. But this, Alex, is something completely different.
A whole nother level.
This is a whole nother level. This is after we handed Afghanistan over to Al-Qaeda and the Taliban, who are working together in Afghanistan. And the CCP, the Chinese Communist Party, moved in. And what
By the way, I'm going to show up and give you the floor. I want to be clear. I'm just saying there's precedent for this before on a smaller scale.
Oh, yeah.
And so this is kind of the shadow army the globalists are using. Like you said, radical Islam is just one arm of the globalists. So I just wanted to say you're right about that. We wonder why they pulled out, why they gave them $87 billion of weapons. You've got the resources, the insiders. You're about to tell us what this is really all about.
Oh, yeah, because it's much worse than that. They didn't just leave behind $80 billion in weapons. They left behind the biometric capability that the NSA uses. They left behind the people trained in using those systems. They left behind access to those systems. So not only do you have tens of thousands of Afghans being trained inside these religious schools at the mosques, who are being trained in bomb making and small arms and all the rest of it, they are now able to issue them passports with altered biometrics, so they cannot be, they do not show up in the terrorist database.
Wow.
Yeah.
So they gave them cloaking power.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow,
and
so Afghan terrorists given NSA cloaking.
And
that's spy-level stuff.
The State Department did it. The intelligence agencies did it. I mean, there is...
But that alone is bombshell.
Yep.
Cloaking new identity technology given by Biden to Al-Qaeda and ISIS.
Yes, and this doesn't just come from, you know, U.S. intelligence sources. This also comes from Afghan intelligence sources. This is what they've literally, I mean, you can be a known Afghan terrorist, have altered your biometrics. You can either cross the southern border or you can fly in to an American airport. Or, by the way, to a European airport. I mean, Afghanistan has become the terrorist training center for the entire world. And I know that this is not a theoretical conversation. I have been tracking this now for the last couple of years. And I know that in the last couple of months, there's been, numerous times that that the intelligence community has been warned about what is happening in Afghanistan.
And the FBI director says we've never seen so many flashing red lights. So interrupted like five times. Start over at the beginning and go through it all.
Well, I think a lot of people will remember that when the U.S. was pulling out of Afghanistan, for some inexplicable reason, we agreed to a timeline that was set really by our terrorist enemies. And it made no sense because there wasn't anyone in the United States saying the Biden administration has to be out by this time or else. And so in the midst of this chaos, right, remember the scenes of Afghans who were terrified, desperately clinging to aircraft and flooding the airport to try to get out of there. Well, what happens? Remember the head of the CIA, Nicholas Burns, has a meeting with Siraj Haqqani, who is the head of what is effectively the Afghan al-Qaeda, the Haqqani network. And I had been reporting on the Haqqani network for decades. I couldn't believe what I was seeing. Siraj Haqqani at the time was the interior minister, appointed as the interior minister by the Taliban. And so he was responsible for security in the capital. And this was the justification for the meeting. Supposedly, Nicholas Burns was meeting with Siraj Haqqani, and they were figuring out how to get U.S. forces safely out of Kabul. Okay, so what has now come to light, Alex, that has never been reported before until today when Dr. Keith Rose was talking to me on Bannon's show. I was guest hosting for Bannon because he's on day 39 in prison, and this is my way to show support and to stand up for the First Amendment and to stand up for Steve Bannon because nobody should be, he should not be in jail. So when Dr. Keith Rose came forward, he said what has come to light now from people who were involved and who witnessed this firsthand is that Nicholas Burns, not only did he meet with Siraj Haqqani, he also met with two representatives, intelligence operatives for the CCP, the Chinese Communist Party, at that same meeting. There was also someone present representing the Pakistani intelligence services and a very significant intelligence operative for the Iranian IRGC, the Quds Force, okay, who was well known to U.S. intelligence agencies for his work in Iraq. And no one has yet come forward to explain why exactly was the head of the CIA meeting offsite with Tier 1 security at this basically what is a gathering of America's enemies?
And a Legion of Doom meeting, obviously getting ready to hand the Chi-Coms Afghanistan for the next move.
Yeah, and look at where we are today. We have hundreds of thousands of Chinese that have crossed the southern border illegally, many of them military-aged males, numbers that we have never seen in the history of this country. We have the Chinese Communist Party working very closely with the Afghans. They have access to the rare earth minerals inside Afghanistan that are used in electronics, you know, all over the world. They have backed the Afghans with unprecedented amounts of money.
Afghanistan is the center of the global chessboard, according to Brzezinski's
yes
view, which is adopted by the CIA. So,
and guess what, Alex? You're going to love this, okay? Not only have the Chinese partnered with the Afghans in creating this terrorist state, right, that our tax dollars are still funding, by the way, but the Chinese have now, for the first time in history, erected a border wall between Afghanistan and China. I mean, during the time of Alexander the Great, during the time of the Russians, during the time of Genghis Khan, during the time of the British, during the time of, even when the U.S. were present in Afghanistan, they did not have a border.
So what do they know is coming? What's the extrapolation?
The terrorists that they have helped to create, they're making sure they can keep them out of China. They don't want that threat coming into their garden, right? They don't want that snake making its way into their own garden, but they're happy to see it.
Exactly. So they're building this giant, unprecedented army. Who are they planning to point it at?
Well, you know, it's no secret, according to two Chinese colonels, they wrote the book on unrestricted warfare, which was, you know, that's exactly what they've been using against the United States. And they're going after the U.S. I mean, we are so used to traditional forms of war. We think if we don't see tanks rolling down the street or bombs falling from the sky,
we're not ready for asymmetrical.
We think we're not at war, but we are. We have been at war. This is an
open
undeclared
borders,
war.
Fentanyl, transgenderism, devaluing the dollar. We're under globalist attack, and they're going to use Islam as one of their key weapons.
This is an undeclared war, and it's a war for your mind. You know, I mean, that's why the digital space, that's why information and press freedom and privacy, that's why these things matter so much. Those are the walls that are standing, right, between us, and that's it. Once those walls fall, I mean, then it's, it's really uncertain that this is reversible. We don't have an open-ended window to address this.
Let me ask you this then. We have Israel standing out on October 7th. We have Biden giving $6 billion to Iran before. Clearly, there's some back channel in the globalist system. Who do you think's on whose side? What's their end game? What do you think they're planning with a 70,000 army?
I think it's obvious, Alex, that, you know, today, if you talk about the United States, you have to make a distinction whether you're talking about the domestic enemies of this country, the globalists, who really, they may be American, but only in name, right? And it's the same when you talk about other countries. I mean, because although you say, you know, Israel stood down, but not all of Israel stood down, right?
No,
I mean,
the central government. Obviously, we don't blame Israel. What I'm saying is there's you see Iran and the West working together at some sick level.
Yes.
What's the backroom deal? Why did Biden give them Afghanistan the 80-plus billion of weapons? Why? So I'm saying, are they setting up? What do you think the end game is?
They have the outcome they want, right? I mean, if you didn't want a terrorist state in Afghanistan, you wouldn't have done what you did.
Yeah, you spent 21 years there and then handed over to the Taliban with $80 billion.
And more. We did much more. Look, we left behind clandestine capabilities. We left behind clandestine operatives. I mean, you know, all kinds of things that we haven't even been exposed or admitted to, right? There were clandestine and significant surveillance assets in aircraft that made it across the border to another country that the U.S. agreed to give back. It was illegal to even move those assets across that border back into Afghanistan and put them in the hands of terrorists, but they did it anyway. And nobody had a gun to their head. They chose to do that. And they did it in violation, actually, of U.S. law. So, I mean, you know...
No, I know that's all on record. You've exposed more stuff today. So,
we don't have to
guess.
What
do you think the plan is?
We don't have to guess at what the plan is. We just have to listen. We have to listen to what they tell us. I mean, it's very, very clear from when this administration put open border ideologues on their staff, when they gave them control over the immigration policy of this country in violation of U.S. law and bypassed Congress and bypassed the American people, they let you know what their policy was.
So they created a radical Islamic army and opened the border. Then what do they do next?
Well, they're backed by the Chinese. So, I mean, we've never seen anything like this, right?
So unlike Red Dawn where Russians parachute in, they're going to use Islamists.
This is what a number of intelligence operatives that I have spoken to over the last few years believe. They believe that the cartel are the army of the deep state.
Well, you know the CIA has run the cartels for 40 years.
Well, this is what you're looking at is an intelligence operation, right? I mean, everything about what you're looking at leads to an intelligence operation. Dr. Rose, he spelled that out, you know, in a very interesting way, because I look at it in information terms because I'm a journalist. I look at the information war because this is obviously a battle for our minds. But it's easy to miss when you do that what you're really looking at is an intelligence operation. Right. That's what's being carried out, not just against Donald Trump, but against the American people. It's being carried out against the
British.
And
it's just like
people.
Obama, all the guns from Fast and Furious. It wasn't just to blame gun owners for violence in America. It was to be shipped to ISIS.
Well, there's a lot more to that has yet to be uncovered.
No, I agree. So we think Fast and Furious, hundreds of thousands of guns was bad. This 80 something billion is thousand times bigger.
Yeah, and Fast and Furious was very significant because that was the beginning of agencies within our government going beyond their legal charter and in violation of the law and getting away with it. You know, you see the same thing with the IRS under Lois Lerner, right?
Sure.
And one after another, what we saw under Obama that has been repeated ever since is agencies going beyond their legal charter and their authority to break the law and get away with it. And the other thing we saw that was introduced under Obama that has become prolific for radical progressives is abandoning your people, abandoning your citizens. They did it in Benghazi. They did it in Afghanistan. They did it again in Gaza.
And now with our veterans here. So let's extrapolate. 80 plus billion in weapons, training 70,000, open borders. They're clearly planning some type of attack. They think we'll be so dumb when this attack happens, they'll pose as the saviors and take all of our rights.
So what I can say as a journalist, Alex, because I don't like to, you know, as you know, I hate to say I'm not a prophet, right? But what we can see is the building blocks. You see the staging operations, right?
It's just build the army, give them the weapons, protect them, open the border.
It's how you set the conditions for chaos. It's just the same thing with January 6th. What did you see happen with January 6th? You didn't put the security in place that could have prevented everything from happening. Right?
Trump asked for the 10,000 troops? No.
You deliberately said no. You blinded your intelligence agency within the Capitol Police. You blinded members of Congress who could do something about it. You said no to the National Guard. I mean, you put in all the building blocks. You set the conditions for chaos. And then when the chaos happens, you can say, oh, you know, it wasn't us. Plus, you have a very dutiful, obedient set of operatives across the media, and you have information dominance. So now you can sell whatever you can sell that however.
And that's why this is so important, is we're getting ahead of it.
Well, and most importantly, Alex, it's both sides of the political aisle. This is something that I cannot state more clearly.
I agree. The Republican establishment is a big part of this.
Because that's how they sell it to the country. I mean, you'll find that there's a lot of people who identify as Republicans and conservatives who are still hesitant to support, you know, just to address January 6th, because their Republican leaders stood up and helped, you know, push the lie from the very beginning, right? I mean, they have been part of pushing the lie. Look at what Fox News did with the 2020 election. I mean, this is the perfect example. They knew after 2016 that if you had all the same players saying that, you know, that Biden was going to win and Trump was going to lose, that people weren't going to buy it. They were going to say this is a replay of 2016. So what did they do? With less than 10% of the vote counted, they had they had Fox News lead the charge in giving Arizona to Biden. It was impossible for them to know it at that point. And what happened to so many people is they folded, right? That nobody wanted to talk about.
No, I totally agree. So what do you see them pulling this time?
Well, it remains to be seen whether there will still be an election, whether there will actually be an election. That is not a given. You know, and when a dangerous animal is cornered, they will do anything to survive. They will fight in any way possible for their life. And that's, I think, where we stand at this point. The one thing that these people fear more than anything else is accountability, right? Because accountability happens because the people want accountability. And if the people get it, it's over for them. So they're fighting for their survival. And when you have that animal that's cornered, you can see they're cornered because Trump has never been more popular than he is right now. People have never been more fed up than they are right now. They're more outspoken than they've ever been. They're more united than they've ever been. They're watching this play out all over the world, and they're realizing, wait, this is real. And if we don't do something now, then we may not ever have the chance.
So if the globals were smart, they should give up and go back in the shadows and try again. But I don't think they're going to do that.
They can't. I think that ship has sailed. It's not available to them anymore. Because, I mean, I don't think that anyone's going to just ride in on a white horse and fix everything. But at the same time, it's obvious that there are people fighting behind the scenes. Because
And I agree with you, but they knew Trump was going to win despite election fraud. That's why they tried to kill him. Now he got even stronger. Now the impetus to kill him is even stronger.
Yes, but also, I mean, these people have been doing this for a very long time, Alex. So they already have a plan. If they can't prevent Trump from getting the White House, you can be sure they have a plan for what to take the House and take the Senate and, you know, and have him impeached immediately.
And that's what Raskin said he would do.
Yeah, I mean, they have.
He said civil war.
They have multiple lines of operation going at the same time, and they have multiple plans. If you don't think that, then you're an idiot. You know,
no, I agree with you. The good news is we're aware of it now.
That is, that's a big part of it, because although, you know, the Republican Party and the GOP, they've been dismal in doing anything significant about election integrity and fraud. But at the same time, the people are more aware, and that's got to count for something.
No, I agree. And Trump's speaking live right now. We'll play it later. But are we not proud of Trump? He's not perfect, but my God, what a specimen. This guy is so strong. What do you think of Trump? Laura Logan, your real assessment of this guy.
I think it's very interesting that he has never looked more at ease and more relaxed in the public eye. I mean, you know, he got a lot of flack. They call him the Orange Jesus and the Clementine Deity and all the rest of it. But his days of looking like he just stepped out of a tanning salon and being kind of, you know, I mean, those days are gone. I mean, Trump is really, he's really come into his own at this moment. And if you think about it, I mean, for me, I'll be honest, I didn't take Trump seriously. In 2016, my dad called me from South Africa and he's like, what the hell's going on over there in America? And I said, Dad, don't be ridiculous. Was, you know, I was affected by the media coverage and I didn't think that he was really serious. I didn't know a lot about Donald
Trump. Well, I felt a tremor in the force. That's why I backed him.
I didn't realize. But over time, Alex, he has earned my respect. Because I don't think there's any one individual that has been more attacked by the media, by the political establishment in both parties.
And it's not fake. It's real.
By the intelligence agencies. I mean, they've tried to bankrupt him, cripple him financially. They've gone after his family. I mean, there's nothing. So, I mean, we've never seen a person that the degree of strength of character and integrity and courage that it takes to stand up to that.
And what about the shooting? You can't fake that. It grazed him. He pops back up, fight. That was so, like, that was amazing.
That was amazing. I mean, it was unbelievable.
What would have happened if it had killed him?
Well, I mean, to a degree, that's unknowable, right? Because we have to speculate, but I can only speak for myself. I think there are two things that would have happened. One is that it would have taken the heart and soul out of many in this country, because the scale of what we're up against is just can feel overwhelming at times. But on the other side of that, it would have ignited a fire of rage. I cannot imagine that the people would have taken that lying down.
And the globalists know that. We would get violent, then they would bring in martial law.
Oh, it only helps them. Yeah. It plays right into their hands. And, you know, I mean, I've heard people talking about things. I think Glenn Beck was hinting at this, right? That we're not in the clear yet. There's been so many red flag operations that they have tried to get away with and that have been and basically failed, right? Because people are more aware. But, you know, when you look at the Kamala Harris-Tim Walz ticket, that seems like an unwinnable ticket. I mean, in any election, let alone this one, where it definitely has no chance of defeating Trump.
There's an arrogance to it.
But is there something else to it? I mean, because if the Secret Service is in such bad shape, which it obviously is right now, what's to say that there wouldn't be an attempt on Kamala Harris?
Or, I agree.
You know? And that could easily be blamed on Trump supporters.
I've been saying that. I believe they're going to. I think that's one of their big moves, to kill Harris or pervert guy, and then it's
the pervert guy,
Mr. Tampon, whatever you call him.
Yeah.
And that guy's got serious creep factor.
It's creepy. Wait, isn't that their talking point? The Republicans are weird. Is that because they knew they were picking a creepy guy and they had to project? That's an information warfare tactic.
Well, I don't have gaydar, but I've watched the pedophiles. I got pedo radar, and the pedo radar breaks walls. We'll be right back.
The InfoWars system is very simple. We tell you the truth about what's going on in the world, and we ask that you support us in exchange. If we don't tell you the truth, you probably won't support us. That's our only incentive. All we have is you, the InfoWars audience. And just like our information has to be good, or else we can't expect your support, well, our products have to be good, or we can't expect you to be returning customers. And everybody knows some of the bombshell, incredible, iconic supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. But what some InfoWars audience members don't know about is the InfoWars MD line of supplements. This is our premium line of supplements, and there's something for everybody. here. This is the newest line of supplements from InfoWars designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to your diverse needs. Only at InfoWarsStore.com.
A limited edition, exclusive InfoWars proprietary 24-carat .999 pure gold collectible is now available in this credit card size package, laminated with original InfoWars art. This is a memento to remind you of the fact that you kept InfoWars on the air at a critical time. We could do a straight-up donation drive, but we may have to do one. But this is basically the same thing as donating. You just get this collectible as a thank you from us for what you're doing. So please take action. Get yours right now at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. We cannot stay on the air without your support. This is a collectible, and it is a beautiful piece of gold, a little bar that symbolizes your support of the InfoWar. I humbly ask you to take action and make the decision to keep us on air, because this is your chance to keep InfoWars on the air at a critical juncture in the fight for our republic. You've seen what President Trump has gone through in the last 8 years. And you've seen a lot of the things that InfoWars has gone through. And I want to thank all of you over the years for your word of mouth, your prayer, and your financial support, because without you, we would not be on the air. Now, without getting into a two-hour-long story, in the process of the bankruptcy the last 2 years, we were basically sabotaged, and the people that were brought in here to supposedly run things didn't reorder product, even though there was plenty of money at the time, to basically put this operation in a position of shutting down. But by the grace of God, years ago, I set up backup supplement line from one of the main providers of the raw materials we were using. And so many of these InfoWars MD products are actually our famous products, simply private labeled, and others are different formulas this company offers. They're all top of the line. They're already best sellers. They're already all over the market and in stores and online under other names. But they are all the very best. So this line is called InfoWars MD. Our supplements are basically all sold out. Only a few things are left, like X2, X3, and some of the other amazing products. But with InfoWars MD, you have Turmeric 95. That is the same formula as Body's Ultimate Turmeric formula. You have the Nitric Boost. It's so good for your heart cardiovascular system. It is the exact same formula. So our Nitric Boost is sold out. They have their Nitric Boost. They even let us use their name Nitric Boost a few years ago. So they're the original makers of this that Dr. Minkovich and others have talked about being one of the best formulas out there. So these are all really amazing products. You want to check out the line of InfoWars MD at InfoWarsStore.com, and it funds our operation. Get great products and help keep us on the air. I need you to take action. You will love these products. They work really, really good. No matter which one you try, they're already top of the line, tested, private label by us, available right now at InfoWarsStore.com under the InfoWars MD label. Thank you for your support.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Lie to you about what's happening now. InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next.
The enemy loves to delay me and take me away from my work, but guess what? The Lord works in mysterious ways. Laura Logan tomorrow will host the first 2 hours, then the great Owen Schroyer will host the next 2 hours of my Friday transmission, and I won't let them take me away from the fight. I'll return Saturday with a special live 4-hour broadcast to defeat the enemy. And then Sunday I'll return for a 4-hour transmission as well. because every day we're in the fight is precious. And I salute and thank you all for sharing the articles, the videos, the reports. You're doing an amazing job. All right, Laura, you sent me the Border Patrol numbers of what's happening at the border and all this other key intel. So let's get into that right now.
Yeah, so this is the numbers that I've given you come from Border Patrol, Customs and Border Patrol themselves, right? And if you take a look at it, in 2017, there were 2,683 Venezuelans that were apprehended crossing the border illegally. So now, if you that number has risen steadily year on year on year until 2023. It the number of Venezuelans crossing the southern border illegally. Are you ready for this, Alex? 334,914. Okay.
And that's just who they catch.
That's just the Venezuelans they apprehended. So you've gone from 2,683 in 2017 all the way up here to 334,914 in 2023. And why? What is so significant about that? Well, it's this. Okay, you probably have heard lately in the news people referring to something that isn't very familiar. It's called Tren de Aragua. Okay, what is Tren de Aragua? This is a Venezuelan cartel. We're very familiar with Sinaloa and Cartel Jalisco Nueva Generación, the CJNG out of Mexico, right? Mexico's cartels, we know them, Los Zetas and so on. But we don't know a lot about Tren de Aragua because this is a cartel that has come out of Venezuela and has really infiltrated all across this country. So why does this matter? Well, how many people remember when it was reported widely that Venezuela had opened its prisons and that many of those people had come across the border? Now, I spoke to Venezuelans living inside the United States who had contacted me, reached out because they were very concerned about the accents that they heard, the type of people that were coming over, and what they were saying. Because when
we've seen a bunch of videos of Arabs and Chinese and Latin Americans warning terrorists are coming over. You're in trouble.
Yeah. And get this, Alex. Tren de Aragua, not only is it a very significant Venezuelan cartel, but it was built inside the prison system in Venezuela. Okay, by the regime. So when you hear that Venezuela has emptied its prisons, this isn't a motley collection of murderers and rapists and all the rest of it. No, this is an organized army of the worst, most violent kind of people that exist who have...
And you add that to the 70,000 trained Afghan terrorists, there's something big planned here.
Well, I mean, look at these numbers.
So I know you don't want to... You're a journalist, you only cover what's happening, but... It's 2 plus 2 plus 4. They're planning massive crime, terror attacks, assassinations. I mean, is this the secret weapon of the left?
Well, okay. You don't have to speculate. Look at what was just leaked to the media, right? A law enforcement document that showed that Tren de Aragua had been given orders from their leadership that U.S. law enforcement were now legitimate targets for them to go after. So you have a situation where you have one of the most violent and cartels around that is now infiltrated inside the U.S. You have U.S. leadership not doing anything about it, and you know that they've been given an order to attack U.S. law enforcement. Well, that isn't a random order. It doesn't come out of nowhere.
Yeah, borders open, attack law enforcement, feds keep border open. Mayorkas has got something cooking here.
Well, the conditions have been set, right? The conditions have been set for chaos in almost any part of
America. So what's the trigger?
I don't know. I don't know what the trigger is. Maybe if they try to, you know, if there's not an opportunity for them to take Trump out, maybe the failure to get rid of him is the trigger. I mean, it's very difficult to say what we do.
Well, Raskin and others who are top planners have said, we're going to have a racial war and destabilization if Trump wins.
Yeah.
And he won't be allowed in. So that's what they're planning.
Okay, we've already seen that, right? We know that they have that infrastructure in place. That's what the George Floyd riots were all about. So we know
and the
that
current walls was helping do.
Yeah, and they take Antifa, they infiltrate them into the streets.
They lead it.
They lead them. Not only that, they pay young black kids.
And they bail them out.
So that they're hoping that those kids get shot or hurt by the police because it furthers their
narrative.
By the
way, that's in their own internal documents we've gotten. They hope for that.
Yes.
God almighty.
Yeah, so we know what that looks like. And also, remember that...
This is literally like Lex Luthor Legion of Doom stuff. We're up against supervillains.
They're going to lose everything if they lose this election because they're going to be held accountable. These people.
Did you see Biden on CBS say if Trump wins, it won't be peaceful transfer?
Well, that's called projection and shaping. They're shaping the information battlefield so that people, when it happens, it's just like they've been telling us for years that Texas is going blue. Okay, Texas is not going blue. Trump said once, don't mean to tell me that a candidate that's against God, against gas, and against guns is going to win the state of Texas. And Trump is absolutely right. That is an information operation to prepare you for when they steal the elections in Texas and they
you
can tell,
accept it.
Texas has been going blue for years. No, no, that is not true. There is nothing about Texas that is going blue that is
God, can you imagine the Democrats get Texas?
Well, there's some people, political people, who say that there wouldn't be another Republican establishment for 100 years. You could argue there wouldn't be one ever.
There'll be a revolt for sure if that happens.
I don't know. People talk big, you know?
I hear you.
They talk big, but we don't see a lot of action. People are scared.
I agree. So how do we stop this?
Why are you asking me? No, I'm just kidding.
No, you're a smart lady. I mean that.
Okay, well, I can tell you what. So intelligence operatives who have seen these tactics, who have used these tactics in foreign countries, trained by the United States government to use these tactics to bring down foreign governments. The one thing that they have said to me consistently from the beginning of this is that the only time they ever saw these tactics fail is when the people unite.
If there's a counter operation.
When the people unite. When you stand together, when the people realize their power and they stand together, the tactics do not work. That's why they pour so much money and organization and effort and personnel and infrastructure and so on into keeping us divided.
That's what transgenderism is about. Two men can have a baby. It's meant to create maximum division.
Maximum division. And that's what technology is about. They create these what feedback loops is what it's called, right? So that you
bubbles.
Yes, you live in your little bubble. So you're physically isolated. Look what COVID did to us. I mean, we're physically isolated from each other. That's what 15-minute cities and, you know, and all these other things are about, keeping you geographically isolated. You're ideologically isolated by the technology. And once you're all isolated, I mean, you know, if we can't travel or see what's really happening in London,
and that's why they want us off air. It's not that I'm that important, but people will tune in here, and they don't want anybody having a focal point to tell them what's happening.
No, because in the digital realm, they can tell you whatever they want. They can tell you that Larry Elder is a white supremacist, even though he's black.
Yeah.
They can say whatever they like. Because in the digital world, it doesn't have to be true. And they, you know, and if
it's
they
a metaverse.
It is a metaverse. I mean, these games like Minecraft and Sims, you know, my kids hate it when I say this. They roll their eyes. They say, oh, come on, Mom. But these are training. These are training.
They admit they're training wheels for tyranny.
That's what they are. And for absolute control.
So if you had to pull back Laura Logan, really smart lady, mm-hmm. and so accomplished, I mean that, you're an amazing person, everybody knows it.
Thank you.
Well, no, thank you. Thank you for existing. What I mean, I think we've got the odds, but like 55-45. We can win this if we're serious and focused and pray, but if we don't, let's give them the negative. If we don't do the right things, what will it look like if they steal the election? What will the globalists, people think, oh, they'll just go away. No, they're going to go for broke.
Okay, look. First thing I have to say to you is, what is the voter turnout in this country? I mean, if people are really worried about this election, they should be ashamed of themselves when they look at voter turnout.
65%?
Well, the Republican primary nationwide, the turnout was less than 35%.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's, you know, if you're looking at this election as the most important election in history and you're not bothered to go and vote, then there's something wrong with you.
No, you're right. It's 35 in the primary, like 60-something in the general. We need 90%.
Yeah, I mean, if people are serious about having a say in the running of this country, they have to get out and vote.
And then they say, oh, but it's a fraudulent election. We've done the numbers with all the experts. They only have so many dead people and fraudulent votes. We have to override that with too big to rig.
Well, the thing is, if you don't show up and vote, you got no chance. Okay, so your best chance is to go and vote. And it doesn't mean that it's a, you know, that you're going to be able to overwhelm all those things, but you absolutely have zero chance of prevailing.
Half of victory is showing up.
Yes, without a doubt. And you know, I have to tell you that you don't need me to tell you this. The Democrats figured that out a long time ago. A long time
ago. They show up.
Yes, absolutely they show up. So, I mean, that's the one thing. The other thing is, General Flynn said this to me not so long ago. He said, you know, people need to realize that Trump is just a life raft. Okay, we're in a tsunami. And if we're lucky enough that we get that life raft to take us, you know, to the other side.
He'll just give us a beachhead.
then we have a chance. But it's going to take every person standing up. And Alex, here's something that I want to say. It's very natural and instinctive for people not to want to take risks and be an outlier and expose themselves. We are by nature herd animals. And you hear people being very derisive about, you know, people are sheeple and all the rest of it. And I understand where that comes from. But if you recognize that there's safety in numbers, that's why people gravitate towards each other. That's why there are more followers than leaders, okay? And so they're counting on that human instinct of ours to gravitate towards each other, have that safety in numbers, and not raise your hand because you don't want to get chopped off. The problem is that that is a false sense of security.
Because when the social contract's broken, you must resist to be a leader via survival. I totally agree.
And the social contract is broken. It is broken. And this is just the beginning. We are in a spiritual war, as many people have talked about. It really is a spiritual battle, and this is a moment now. I mean, if you just look at your children or your grandchildren, and you think about the world that you want them to grow up in, I couldn't imagine the world that they envisage for our children is so dark. In fact, someone who studied
they're going to sexually chop them up.
Well, Alex, someone who studied this for a living told me that if you look at the world of the cartels in Mexico, right, where they chop people up on a regular basis, kill anybody they want, and so on and so on, that's the physical manifestation of what the world looks like if the global cult prevails.
Because they're evil. I mean, they're going to manifest. If good people don't do anything, as Thomas Jefferson said, we give it over to these evil people.
Well, and here's another thing. How many times have you heard people say, oh, I can't watch the news anymore. I can't take it anymore. You know,
they want to overwhelm you, make you give up.
Well, what they have done is, if you imagine this is an undeclared war, the entire world is our battlefield. Every single one of us is a soldier, right? And so if you're a soldier on that battlefield and if you say, I don't want to participate, so you withdraw. Well, that's the equivalent of surrender. You just gave up that.
Exactly. There's election fraud, so I won't vote. You've just given up.
You've given up.
You think you're removing yourself and winning. No, you just let them win.
I am a never surrender person. Never surrender. Okay, even to the last breath in my body, I will fight. They will never take my freedom.
But I totally agree. Grasping that is victory, because that changes who you are. It's a decision you make about who you are. It's not even, you can't even surrender. In fact, surrender doesn't exist.
It doesn't exist. I don't even consider it. You know, I would have a lot of people, especially when I was at 60 Minutes, I have a lot of people come to me and say, you know, that they wanted to work for me or with me or to do what I do and so on. And they would always be surprised, because I wouldn't say, which college did you go to? How did you do in your degree? Or, you know, whatever. How many languages do you speak? I didn't ask those questions. My only question was, who are you? And most of them didn't know. And then I would send them away. I would say, well, when you figure out who you are, then come back to me. Because if you really want to do this job in a way that counts, you have to know who you are. And it's the same for how you approach everything in your life. Once you know who you are and you know what you stand for, they can never take that.
I forget the philosopher said, first you must know yourself.
Yes. Yes. Otherwise, you can be manipulated. You can be, you know, misled. You can be constantly deceived and used.
So what is your anchor? Who are you at the base? What do you stand for?
Yeah.
What is your allegiance to?
God. That's it.
Well, I think, and I know the enemy's losing right now, but if you have this Q stuff that we're invincible and everything's fine, this all White House run things, that is very dangerous.
Oh, yeah, no, that's a terrible idea. If you think that you can literally, you know, stand there and watch the building is on fire, right, and you're waiting for the fire department to come in, no, that's going to be too late. It's too big. It's too big because, you know, even this is what I say to people. Can you imagine if Donald Trump were to be reelected? So what is he going to do? Dispatch the FBI, the same people who are still arresting and incarcerating American citizens for misdemeanor offenses that are nonviolent, for exercising their constitutional rights on January 6th. They're still putting them in prison. So you think these people are going to go and arrest who? Let me see. Wait, the seditious conspiracy to overturn an election and undermine a legally elected president. We got John Brennan. We got James Clapper. We've got Obama, Biden, Sally Yates, Hillary Clinton. I mean, Mark Elias. I mean, how many people, powerful people, you really think the same FBI, the same Justice Department, they're just going to roll up to their doors, arrest all these people, and we're going to have real accountability and justice?
It's delusional.
Yeah, it's delusional. It's going to take something much greater than that. And if people think that they can just hang it all on Trump, you know, I one thing that frustrates me is I do hear people, you know, they don't want to be associated with, well, Trump this and Trump that, and Trump's a narcissist and Trump's bad personality. And it's kind of like, okay, I see the vision of the world that Trump represents, and I see the vision of the world that these radical, progressive, Marxist technocrats, this global cult, wants to create. And I know exactly where I stand. So don't waste my time in a personality contest. I'm not interested in your personality contest. And we've had enough time now to see what the actions are. I mean, all this nonsense.
Oh, yeah. I had a family member like a week ago go, I read this book about Trump, and he's a bad guy. And I looked at it, and a communist wrote it, and I said, I don't want to hear what they have to say. I can look at what Trump's done. I don't need to go off what some communist says.
That's right. That's exactly right. That's my point.
So we have, what, 88 days left of the election. I'm Laura Logan. I'm more concerned about the 79 days after he's president-elect, what they're going to pull.
Well, that's a big concern, and not just the 79 days, right, but the entire time if he manages to stay in office. I mean, just they try to kill him when he was a candidate. Doesn't mean they won't try to kill him if he, you know, became the president again.
Well, anybody that's saying we're in boring times is not awake. I mean, these are like nail-biting. This is...
You know, did you notice, though, around even before that assassination attempt happened, did you see that JFK kept popping up all across the media? And you have to wonder about that parallel, right? How is it that we still don't have answers on JFK's assassination attempt? Is this where we're going to be, like half a century later, still no answers on Trump?
Well, that's the thing. I think there's a very, and I'm not trying to make this happen, but there's a very good chance they kill Trump the next few months.
You know, there's one thing, well, there's a couple things about the American system, Alex, that get lost in translation in the rest of the world. And one is that this concept that your elected officials serve you, that the government is of the people and for the people and by the people, this is a concept that really doesn't exist in the same way anywhere else in the world. And it's the thing that it's so easy. Too many Americans seem to have forgotten this, and they don't really know what their rights are. I mean, people don't even know what their rights are at the polling stations. They really don't know what their rights are to election records. At every polling station, they have to document exactly everything that goes wrong with the election. And that isn't even counted in the official election records. But you, as a member of that county, you have a right to those records. I mean, if every citizen just requested those records, you would have a much better idea of what goes on in your elections than from reading any article or listening to any, you know, decision in a court case or what any journalist has to say.
I totally agree. You're going to host a little bit more of this in the next hour, and then Drew Hernandez takes over, but you're going to be hosting the first 2 hours tomorrow.
Yes, you've talked me into that.
I love it. I'm excited. You excited?
We'll see afterwards. I'll be excited. You know, I'm one of those. I want to do it well. When I've done it well, then I'll be excited.
I'm sure you will do well. You have done well, Lord Vader. I want to play this clip. This is Trump. We're very close to World War. He just had a press conference. It just ended. We've got a bunch of clips here of Trump. But here's Trump. We're very close to World War. Here it is.
Just a statement before I talk about debates. I think that our country is right now in the most dangerous position it's ever been in from an economic standpoint, from a safety standpoint. Both gangs on the street and, frankly, gangs outside of our country in the form of other countries that are, frankly, very powerful. They're very powerful countries, and we don't know what we're doing. We have leadership that has no clue how to handle them or how to handle any other situation. We have a lot of bad things coming up. You could end up in a depression of the 1929 variety, which would be a devastating thing. Took decades to recover from it. And we're very close to that. We're very close to a world war. In my opinion, we're very close to a world war. We have people that don't know how to handle it. They're not respected. All over the world, they're laughed at. And we can't have that. Most dangerous period of time I've ever seen for our country.
Total truth.
You see, he looked stressed there.
He's next level now. He's not the overconfident Trump, which I like this. I like the fact that he looks not scared, but really
serious.
It's very serious.
Brave. Yeah.
Brave.
Yeah.
Brave.
Yeah. That's
because we're in a grave situation.
We are in a grave situation, actually. This is a very bad time. You know, Alex, a couple years ago, I hosted an event in Canada for the Simon Wiesenthal Center, right? There's a lot of Jewish people in the audience. And I moderated a conversation between Ehud Barak and others. And the question, the last question that I posed at that event was, I said, I know this is going to be controversial. A lot of you won't like it. But my question is, will Israel still exist 50 years from now? And there was a sharp intake of breath in the audience. And people thought, you know, that I was, that was, you know, some people thought that wasn't a valid question. But you have to ask yourself, when you look at the situation in the Middle East today, is that really such a, you know, an outlandish question? Or is that a very reasonable question? Because I was talking to General Flynn just a couple of days ago. He said Israel does not have the ability on its own to survive militarily if they are under a massive simultaneous lines of attack from Iran and others in that region. And there's a big question mark over whether the United States, where does the United States under this administration really stand on Israel? This is something people don't want to talk about, right? They don't want to talk about it.
That's a big deal. And obviously that's a not just a reasonable question, it's central. Will Israel exist? That's a very serious question.
It's a very serious question. And, you know, and what does it mean if it doesn't? Right. And what does that say? What does that say about us as a civilization, given, you know, the origins of Israel? And I know there's, you know, there's a lot there for people to unpack in terms of Israel's role in a lot of things that are going on. But at the end of the day, we are in a very serious situation in the Middle East, one that we have not seen in our lifetime.
Well, yeah, Israel's in danger of being destroyed, and they have nuclear weapons.
Yes.
So it's a Samson option. We're going to start the next hour, 30 more minutes with Laura Logan. She's going to be hosting tomorrow the first 2 hours. I'd love to be here. I'm in court, stuff to deal with, but I'll be back Saturday and Sunday. Owen Schroer coming up, 3 p.m. Central today. We're about to start hour number 4 here, but a few of the clips from Trump's ongoing press conference. The presidency was taken away from Joe Biden. He had the right to run. Trump is pointing out a central issue there. Trump reminds voters Kamala was the first one in the 2020 primaries to basically drop out because she had no support. Trump, if Kamala became president, our country is going to be a giant fail. I think that is a very accurate statement. Trump says that he has agreed to 3 debates on Fox, but Kamala has not. While she runs around cackling like a demonic hyena, saying Trump is scared.
I mean, that's ridiculous.
It is. It's all ridiculous. And then you got Tim Walz caught red-handed in stolen valor. Back in 2 minutes with Laura Logan.
So they always tell you it's the most important election of your lifetime, but of course, this one actually is. That's demonstrable. And it's also, because it is so important, being censored at every level by the tech companies. We were thinking about this a couple of months ago, and we thought, why not get on the road live in front of actual people, live audiences, coast to coast, a nationwide tour where we can't be censored? That'd be good. It would also be fun. So we're doing it. We're going to be on stage with some of our friends, some of the most fascinating people we know, the most recognizable people we know, responding to what is happening in America this September in real time. It'll be just like the podcast, but it's going to be live. So we're excited to announce our friend Larry Elder is coming to join us in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Our friend John Rich will be there with us in Sunrise, Florida. We're adding more stops. We just added another stadium show in Reading, Pennsylvania. We'll be joined on stage by Alex Jones. They tell you what Alex Jones is like. Have you seen him in person? You should. Make up your own mind. It's going to be fun as hell and interesting and intense, and we hope you will join us. Go to TuckerCarlson.com right now to get your tickets. See you there.
Networks lie to you about what's happening now. InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. InfoWars.com/show.
We interrupt this program to bring you a special report.
America has
been captured. We have an occupied government. Any loyal American who does not want to be a complete slave of a biomedical extermination operation needs to get informed quick, get right with God, and then start telling everybody you know about it and not complying with the system. The system is here to destroy us. Complying with it will get you killed. Period.
We told you what was going to happen, and it did. Now we're telling you what's coming. At Real Alex Jones on X.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.